Empire State Building, like all New York, was hidden by fog as a Mitchell bomber trying to reach Newark Airport crashed into the tallest structure in the world. 13 died, including the crew members, 2 Army men and a Navy hitchhiker. What happened will never be known, for the flyers in the crash are all dead, and eyewitness accounts vary. One thing is certain, the pilot was off the radio beam. The 79th floor was hardest hit by the crash. Some people thought it was a Jap balloon bomb. Firemen had to drag their hoses 11 stories to reach the flames on the 79th floor as many elevators were knocked out of order. Paul Deering was blown from his office as the plane crashed. Disaster units organized in wartime were quick to respond to aid the wounded. The bomber hit the north side of the building, and the gas threw a sheet of flame which burned workers in this office. Most of them could not be identified for days. The man who was blown from his office could be identified easily. When the plane hit the north side of the building, parts of it jammed in the structure, and some plummeted down the elevator shaft, while other parts of the B-25 passed through the building, so great was the impact. An elevator dropped from the 75th floor, and the safety brakes worked until the 7th floor was reached, then plunged to the sub-basement. 2 people were seriously injured. Across the street south of the building, parts of the plane hit a sculptor's studio after crashing through the skyscraper. Here, too, gasoline caught on fire, and the loss was heavy. Crowds couldn't believe their eyes as they gazed at the tower and the wreckage in the streets. Repairs go on as authorities work to prevent any such disaster in the future.